sometimes used for floundering and for fishing, and they have a flat bottom and two flat ends.
And you call those what?
Flats.
Have you ever heard people talk about, some people have told me things like giant boats and bateaus and that kind of thing?
Well, we don't have that type of terminology.
Just rowboats, flats.
Well, and then speedboats, skiing.
So, if a woman wanted to make herself...
Skiffs are what they usually call those flat bottom boats.
A skiff and flat, same thing?
Yeah, would be down there. Sometimes sometimes that's too flat, usually, but they're not completely flat. They're just not tapered as much as a regular boat is. They're usually made out of aluminum. More than that.
Say if a woman wanted to make herself a dress, and she wanted to go downtown about the material for it, in order to make sure that she got the right color and the right texture and all, she might take a little, square along with it, mm-hmm. to match and all that. What would you call that?
Bolt.
Would the bolt be just the little piece or the whole?
The bolt would be the whole thing, probably the little piece, just be a square.
Just a square. Have you ever heard women call that a scrap or a sample or something like that?
Yeah, usually it'd be a scrap. But sometimes they would call that a bolt, in referring to the whole thing, too.
I see. Could you say that word sample for me?
Sample.
Okay. Say an adjective that you might use. Say if a woman was window shopping, she saw her dress and it really appealed to her, she might say, my goodness, that sure is a...
pretty.
And the comparative of that, you might say, well, that's pretty, but I believe this one over here is even...
prettier.
Yeah. And the superlative of, gosh, of all these dresses I've seen, that one right there's got to be the
prettiest.
I think that after she just made this beautiful dress of hers, if she didn't want to get it dirty working around in the kitchen, the thing that she'd tie around her, the
apron.
And this thing right here that I was writing with, you just call that a
pen.
Yeah. Or if you wanted to keep a baby's diaper up, you would use a safety
pen.
I don't know if you see houses like this out where you're from, but old-timey, kind of rough-looking wooden houses might have a metal roof on them, something like that.
A tin roof.
A tin roof. You still see those things?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And you say that a dime would be worth how many cents?
10.
Talking about clothing, say men's clothing, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of? You have a
coat, a vest, and a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard a man call his pants anything besides that?
Trousers. Breeches.
Breeches.
But usually not on suits. Yeah. They'd either be trousers or pants.
Right. I see. Say if you were talking about a jacket and the thing had really fancy buttons, you'd say, that jacket has fancy buttons. Just kind of fill in that blank. That jacket sure has fancy buttons. Or this is a preposition, that jacket's got fancy buttons. Just locating the buttons.
On
the jacket, or
on it.
You mentioned breeches. These things that you see farmers wear a lot, with the straps and the
overalls.
Kind of thing. Yeah.